Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Chavav. It is continuing the discussion of Kohanim and believing the Chazakos and the behaviors of Kohanim relating to their general status. So we are on Chafayim Abeis. We just quoted discussions of whether we are Ma'ale Minasiyas Kapayim Liyuchsin. We never really had a complete answer at the end of the Gemara. We try to bring Rayas, and we still have not come to a Maskana. But along the way, we now are quoting whether a relative is allowed to be believed about their relative Kohen. So about five lines up from the last skinny lines, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Rebbe v'Rebbe Chia. Machlokas. Chad hela ben alpi aviv l'kuhuna. One of them allowed a father to testify about a son that he is a Kohen. The father's a Kohen, but the son, what do you mean? If the father's a Kohen, the son's for sure a Kohen. The answer is no. What if the father married a Grusha, married a Chalutza, then the child is a Chalal, a Yisrael? So it still needs to be told. The father could testify about his son. V'chad hela ach alpi echa achiv l'leviyah. Echav Lelevia, and one of these, Rebbe Reb Chia, allowed a brother to testify about his fellow brother that he is a Levi. So Machlokas, Tistayim de Rebbe Hela ben Alpi Aviv Lekuhuna. Let's try to prove that Rebbe was the one that was Mala, his allowed a father to testify about the son for Kahuna, and we're about to prove it. Just even before that, though, the Achronim wonder here, I don't understand, what would be the problem of a relative testifying? This is Eid Achadem Abisurin. What, you go to your parents' house, and you eat something, you go to your brother's house, you're not allowed to eat there, because they're your relative. Eid Echa Neman B'Yisurin. What exactly is the problem here, in terms of the Nemanus? Why would we think there's a problem? Ask the Pnei Yeshua. Mashma de Pshitale, le Talmuda. It's Pasha that one shouldn't be believed. V'liyesh le Tamu Apazeh. De Maishna Mikol HaTorah Kula. De Eid Echa Neman B'Yisurin. Velo shani lon bein karov l'rachok. There's never a difference between a relative and a non-relative for isurin. Umay kamar le Rebbe. What does Rebbe mean? We'll have to see the line in the minute. You shouldn't have any chilukim. That's the shaila of the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua offers two suggestions. Number one, maybe regarding yuchsin. There's a chumrah, you're right, midaraisa, there shouldn't be a difference. But regarding yuchsin, regarding kahuna, we have a chumrah, as the Gemara has said a number of times over the last couple of dafim. Number one. Number two, maybe this is not a pure case of isurim. Right? This is a case, says the Pnei Yehoshua, of isura de isbe mamon, sheyesh kan gezel hashevet, l'kar nevelavim. If he testifies about this guy, this son of his, that he is a Kohen, he's going to be taking, and if he's lying, he's stealing from the Shevet of Kahuna. So, maybe that's why this isn't a regular case of Eid Echa Nema Bisurin. Okay, according to those approaches, the Pnei Yeshua is saying that our case is unique in terms of Kahuna. Rabbi Chanan, though, has a more fundamental answer. Rabbi Chanan says, really, this is in the Kovetz Ha'aris, Simen Samachei, Oz Beis. Says the Rabbi Chanan, really, fundamentally, there is a problem of Karov when it comes to Eid Echa Nema Bisurin. Usually there is. But let's think about this. When is a Karov a problem in Eidus? Only when there's a Baldavar. If there's a specific Baldavar, the Karov cannot testify on behalf of the Baldavar. But, says Rabbi Chanan, usually by Eid Echa Nema Bisurin, what's the Chiddush? Not that there's no Psul Karov, but there's no Baldavar. There's no Baldavar. If I say this meat is kosher, that's not relating to any one person in the world more than anybody else in the world. I'm just recreating a reality. But there's no Baldavar. And therefore, there's no Psul Karov. There's only Psul Karov if there's a Baldavar. Or a woman says she's an Ida. A woman says she's not an Ida. That doesn't only affect her husband. That affects the whole world. There's a Chiv Kares, you know, to the whole world. Besides the Isser of Eishas Ish if she's married. But that affects the whole world, her status. Only here, where he says, you are a Kohen. Now there's a Baldavar. So when there's a Baldavar, now the Psul Karov can rear its head, even though it's always there. But usually there's no application. It's a beautiful answer of Rabbi Chanan. V'hanira muchrach mizeh. Let's read it. De Karov pasul lagabi yisurin. Fundamentally, there is a Psul Karov. Elo de b'chol yisurin lo efshar la ashkuchei klal psula de Karov. You never find its application. De lo mikri Karov ela imkenu Karov la baldin. Baldavar, ube isurin leka baldavar klal, shahadavar nogea lechol Yisrael b'shave, equal to all Jews, umishim hachi nidanem menes alatzma, to le'inyana isur, eineta baldavar yoser mikol Yisrael, v'yemken lo havi krova. Beautiful. Avalim donin ala adamim hu kohen o imhu pasol. If we're talking about this individual, al zeh shaper avi bal davar, then you have a problem. V'yalkein krov avim krovim labal din upsulin lahaid alav. So it's not a din of kahuna. It's a din of bal davar when you're testifying about this person, and therefore a karav might not be believed. L'maynaf gemina between the Pnei Yeshua and the Rebbe Elchanan. What if somebody is testifying that a person is something else other than a kohen? He testified that he's kosher and he's not a mamzer and that he's not a nussin, other psulim. So there you don't have the answers of the Pnei Yeshua, but you might have the answer of Rebbe Elchanan. It might still not be a problem because it is a valdover. It is a valdover, so it shouldn't be, it should be a problem. Unlike the Pnei Yeshua, it shouldn't be a problem. Okay. So now we understand where this whole Gemara is coming from. Says the Gemara again. So Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya and Machlokas, one believed a father about a son for Kahuna, one believed a brother about a brother for Leviya. So the Gemara says, Tistayim de Rebbe Hela ben Apiyaviv LeKahuna. Let's try to prove that Rebbe was the one that allowed the father to testify about the son. Titanya, the Brisa says, Harishabava Amar Bini Ze VeKohenu. Somebody comes and says, this is my son and he is a Kohen. Ne'ema Laha Achila Betruma. Veno Ne'ema Laha Sio Isha. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe said, you're allowed to give him truma, but you're not allowed to be meisiyim, because yuchsin is always a higher level. Amalo Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya says, wait a minute. Imata ma'amino la'achilo b'truma, ta'amino la'siyo isha. Do you believe him or not? If you believe him to be ma'achil b'truma, so believe him to be meisi isha too. Vim iata ma'amino la'siyo isha. And if you don't believe him, lo ta'amino la'achil b'truma. There shouldn't be any distinctions. Why is there a distinction? And Rebbe answers, there is. We'll get back to the Shakla Vitaria. Let's first continue. Amar lei, ani ma'amino la'achilo b'truma. You know why I believe him to be ma'achil b'truma, says Rebbe, shebiyado la'achilo b'truma. Because he himself could give his son truma. That's called the power of biyado. Discussed in Maseches Gittin and the rush there, how it works. Biyado, if I could do something anyway, then I believe to say something that will give this person the power of getting it. Otherwise, right, so I could give it anyway. So this father could give this on truma, even without testifying about him. So if he testifies that he legally should be able to get it, he's believed. Biyado la'achilo b'truma. Ve'eni ma'amino la'asiyo isha. She'en biyado la'asiyo isha. But he's not believed about marriage, because marriage is not just something that is totally in his control. Tis ta'yeb. So that's a proof. That's a proof that Rebbe is the one that believed the father about the son. Tosfos points out, little problem, on the biyado line, and that is, biyado, fine, he could give his son truma. But we're not only talking about one individual person he's testifying about. If his son is a Kohen, his grandson's going to be a Kohen, and his great-grandson's going to be a Kohen. And what happens after his son dies? He can't give him truma anymore. So why should that biyado work? Why is that a migu? Asked Tosfos on the bottom. Tema ichnemo no so al truma b'hai migu. Ha'ein biyado la'achilo la'achar misa. He can't keep feeding it forever, so why is that such a power? So Tosfos says it must be that once he has that ne'emanis at the beginning, right now, that could extend. Glodami dahacha kiva de'neman la'achilo b'chayav, mishum de'biyado, svaruhu de'neman afilo la'achar misa. Got to figure out what the svar of Tosfos is. Once something gets started, maybe he has a chazaka, and then he can continue. That is Tosfos on the line of biyado. The Ritva here discusses the Shakla Vitaria going back and forth between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya by noting one point. And that is, in this Brisa discussion, do we know that this is his son, or that's also what the father is saying? Right? There is a machlokes in Maseches Bava Basra. The Gemara there has the ne'emanus of a father, Yakir, based on the Pasuk and Kisei, say that the father has certain ne'emanus about his son. So machlokes be shown him there. Does that mean he's able to say that this is his son and what his son's status is? Or that, no, we already know that it's his son and he could say what the status is. That's a discussion. Says the Chachmei Svarad, says the Ramban, right here in our Gemara, here's a case where we don't even know that this is his son. That's why he has a migu to be believed. Why? Kishelo noda lanu ad achshav shahayi b'no. Ukidaktani b'nize v'kohenu. Like the language of the Gemara. This is my son, and he is a Kohen. V'ilu ratza, if he would have wanted, says the Ramban, hayashosek milo marshuhu b'no, v'yomer kohenu umalan osel l'tshuma. He could have just left out the he's my son part. He could have just said he's a Kohen, and then for sure we would have believed him. Therefore, that's why we have an emunah here. Kishomer b'nize v'kohenu, yesh la'amino ki Hapeshahitir, right? He was the one that brought this. That's what Rebbe says. V'alzeh amar Rebbe, ne'emanu levado la'amino b'truma. They don't ne'emanu yuchsin, but yuchsin not. Why not yuchsin? What's the difference? That's what Rabbi Chiya jumps on. If he's believed, he's believed. If he has a migu, he has a migu. So Rebbe answers, beautiful Lashon. I'm reading it from the Ritva now. Beautiful Lashon, he says, no, I'm only going to believe him for Truma, not for Yuchsin. Why? Because for Yuchsin, you need Eidus. Le'inyin Yuchsin, kivan de be'inan shnei Eidim, alma Eidus gemura be'inan, ve'ein toras Eidus mishum migu. That's a crucial line. This ne'emonis that we're giving it, based on a migu, based on a pesha asar, that's not Eidus. And therefore, in a context where you require Eidus, like Yuchsin, you're not going to be able to use the migu. Hilkach, af betzirif acheri moeno ne'emon, avagav de'ika hai migu, derachman apaslai. He's a relative. Avala inyin shruma, shehemina botora eid echad, einzu midin Eidus mamish, ela midin birur. Right, you don't require Eidus here, you just require clarity of the event. Ukeshem sheminu bo mesiach lefitumo. We'll get to that in a second. Bez Hashem hilkach shayach b'migu. So, that's the shach levitari going on here. There's a pesha asar. Rebbe Chiya says, so why is there a difference? So says Rebbe, answers, no. Yuchsin is different because Yuchsin requires Eidus, and this doesn't require Eidus. Fine, so we know Rebbe is the one that allowed the father to testify or to tell us about the son's status. Says the Gemara, Umidah Rebbe, Ha'ala ben Alpi Aviv L'Kahuna, if Rebbe was that one, so Rebbe Chiya is the other one. Rebbe Chiya, Ha'ala Ach Alpi Echav L'Leviya. Rebbe Chiya allowed a brother to testify about the other brother that he's a Levi. So ask the Gemara, for Rebbe Chiya, Maishna ben Delo to Karvu Eitz Al Aviv, why do we not trust the father about a son? Because he's a relative. So Achnami Karvu Eitz Al Aviv, why did Rebbe Dafka trust a brother and not trust a father? Why is a brother better? They're both first-degree relatives. They're both chayef for avelus and for tumah, mitzvah of tumah. Right? So what's the difference? Answers the Gemara, you're right. There is no difference. That's just what the stories were about. It was about a father, son, and brother. Brother, but really, Rabbi Chiya would not make a difference. What's the case that's being discussed? What did he allow by brother to brother? And he also would allow that by father to son. B'meisiach lefi tumah. Important Shas topic. We had it back at the end of Yevamos. When somebody is Mesiach Levituma, which means he doesn't realize and he's not focusing on the fact that you're trusting him, that you wanted to give testimony. He's just telling a story. Remember we had the stories at the end of Yevamos. So two people, you overhear somebody talking, oh, they were coming back from this Levaya. Oh, we were at sea and this boat capsized. So Mesiach Levituma, that is always a type of case where we would give them more believability because there's no reason for them to lie. They're just telling a story. That's the principle of Mesiach Lefi Tuma. And that's what Tosva says in terms of no chilukim possibly between Mesiach Lefi Tuma, between father, son, and brother, brother. Okay, so where do we have that example of that? Kiha, like the following. Damar of Yehud Amar Shmuel, Maisa Ba'adam Echad. There was a person who was just talking. V'yomri was telling a story. Zechurani, k'shani tinok. I remember when I was a young child. Umurkav aktefa shel abba. And my father used to carry me. V'hotzi uni mi beis ha-sefer. He used to take me out of school. What do we have to know that fact for? So, 2 points. Number one, Tosfos. Tosfos says, little Tosfos, nakat shelo lomar shehu eved. You're not allowed to teach an Eved Torah. So the fact that he was in Beit Sefer learning shows me that he's not an Eved, and therefore he's able to be a Kohen. So that is number one. That's why, right, because an Eved Kohen also gets Truma. So you might say that here there's no Raya that he's a Kohen. Oh, so that's why. That's the line of Hotzi Uni B'Beis HaSefer. The Rivash writes in the Tshuva, Simon Shin Pei, that maybe all these other details are listed here because this isn't just a regular case of Mesiach Lefi Tumo. It's a case of Mesiach Lefi Tumo about a person himself. That might require more of the details and more included in the story. If you just have a Mesiach Lefi Tuma about somebody's Mesiach Lefi Tuma and they tell me something about somebody else, fine, we could believe them. But if it's about themselves, maybe we need a little more. That's the Rivash, and that's why the Gemara throws in all these details, because it's about himself. That is the Rivash in Simin Shin Pei. So the Gemara says, this is the story. So my father took me out of school. V'hiv shitun, yes kutati. He took off my kutones. He changed my clothing. V'hit biluni. and he was tovel me, maybe my clothing also, lecho b'truma la'arif, to eat truma that night, meaning I was tamei, I was a little kid, why was I tamei? Because little kids are involved in tuma, Rashi says on top, mebnei shestam tino mitapeach ba'ashpos, v'shratzim mishuyim sam, must be that a dead sheretz was touched by this kid, kids love playing with bugs, so it must be he was tamei. Other Rishonim say that maybe tamei people might have touched him, he was a child, they picked him up, they went next to him. But they took me, they put me in a mikvah, and that night, meaning after Harif Shemesh, I was at Tful Yom, I was able to eat Truma. So he says, he's just quoting this by Mesiel Tevitumos. You see, he's believed even about himself, let alone somebody else, about a father to a son or a brother to a brother. V'Rebbe Chia, Misayim, Ba, Rebbe Chia even added on the line, he said there's one more line to the story. V'chaveri bedelin mimeni, and my friends separated and wouldn't touch me. V'yakorin osi, and they used to call me Yochanan Ochel Chalos. Yochanan, the one who ate challah, the one who ate truma. V'helu Rebbe Lekun Alpiv. And Rebbe was Mala, Alpiv, based on this edus, or not even edus, on this the Mesiach Levitumo. So you see, Mesiach Levitumo has a certain level of ne'amanus given to that. What does that mean, Helu Rebbe Lekuna Alpiv? What did Rebbe exactly let? So Pashtus is, the Gemara in Baba Kama Kuf Yadal, it sounds like, and that's what the Ritva says here, that only Truma Drabana would be allowed. Mesiach Levitumo doesn't allow you to give you total ne'amanus totally on a Daraisa level. Sounds like it would only be allowed for a Durabanan. If you look in the Rambam, though, the Beis Shmuel points this out. Look in the Rambam in Isurei Bia, Parachaf, Halacha and Gimel. It sounds like it could be the Rambam is holding even D'oraisa, because the Rambam's context is in Nisias Kapayim, and Nisias Kapayim, we said yes 2 days ago, right? It's in Isra Asei. So if the Rambam would allow Mesiach Lefitumo for Nisias Kapayim, so that would be a Nafkamina D'oraisa. You got to figure out how he reads that Gemara in Baba Kama, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, if somebody comes Bizman Azeh and says that, that was the Rambam we read a couple of days ago. If somebody comes Bizman Azeh and says, I'm a Kohen, you don't believe him for anything, right? That was the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch quoted it. You're not Malakuna, you don't give him the first Aliyah. But we didn't read the next line. If it's Mesiach Lefitumo, he'd be believed. Believed for everything in the previous halacha. Ketzan, and he quotes our story. If she too nikutanti vitbiluni lechoshumala erev v'chaveri bodlin mimeni v'yikoronosi yochanan ochal chalos v'elu rabbeinu hakadosh lekuhuna al pi atzmo. He quotes the story. Pashtus is everything that he said in the previous halacha wasn't allowed is allowed in Mesiach Lefitumo, which includes Nesias Kapayim. That's the Beis Shmuel said. It doesn't sound like the Rambam is limited to Durabanan context. So it could be a Machlokes. Just got to figure out how he reads that Gemara. Viter. Tanya says the Gemara, says the Braisa. Tanya, Reb Shimon, Elazar Omer, Kishem Shetruma Chazaka Lekahuna, Kach Maiser Rishon Chazaka Lekahuna. Just like Truma is a chazaka for Kahuna, so too, meaning, if you see somebody eating Truma, you could assume that he's a Kohen, so too, Kach Maiser Rishon Chazaka Lekahuna, so too, if somebody's eating Maiser Rishon, you could assume that he is a Kohen. We'll get back to that line. V'acholik v'bezdin in a chazaka, last line of the Braisa, and if somebody is splitting up portions of Truma and Bezdin, that is not a chazaka that he is a Kohen. So we'll have to ask. Seems to be that would be the greatest proof. Okay, so says the Gemara, if he's eating Maaser Rishon, we can assume he is a Kohen. Maaser Rishon, the Levi, what are you talking about? Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi, doesn't go to a Kohen. Right, so what's the Gemara talking about? Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Tanya, as we know, the Braisa quoted in a few places. Truma la Kohen, Maaser Rishon la Levi, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, as we thought, Truma goes to a Kohen, Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi. The Truma's Maaser from the Maaser Rishon goes to the Kohen. But Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi, says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Amar, Maaser Rishon af la Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, Maaser Rishon goes to the Kohen as well. That is the Machlokas. So our Gemara, when it says that Maaser Rishon is a Raya, that he's a Kohen, is following Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute. Amar, Dom Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah af la Kohen. La Kohen v'lo Levi mi Amar. What's going on here? Rabbi Azariah says, you could even give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. Not that you only give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. So if you see somebody eating Truma, is a Raya that he's a Kohen? No. Raya that he's a Kohen or a Levi. Right, otherwise I would have thought he has to be a Levi. So Gemara says, so what is the Gemara talking about? That is according to Rabbi Azariah. answer, and there's a question about the Girsa here, Tosfos, all the other Rishonim. We'll read our Girsa. And the root of the Machlokas in the Girsa is, does the Gemara switch now to assume the answer could even be according to Rabbi Akiva, or is it still saying within Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? That's the Machlokas in the Girsos here, whether you have the word in or not. We're going to go with our Girsa, and that is what Tosfos has also. In, yes, Basar de Kansinu Ezra, yes, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's what it's talking about. That is, you can assume that it's Vaday Kohen, because it's after Ezra was Kones, after Ezra fined the Levium for not coming up to Bayis Sheni, they stayed. Only the Kohanim came and not the Levium. So Ezra said, that's it. You don't have to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Right? You can't say that by Truma. You can't be Kones the Kohanim from Truma. Why? Because Truma is Misav De Shemayim for Azar Teet. But Maaser Rishon Pashtus is not Aser for Azarti. We'll talk about the Bishrem and the Gemara in a minute. But Pashtus not, so therefore Ezra was Kones. There is a Machlokas in Yevamis on Daf Pei Vav. What was the Knas? Was the Knas, you don't have to give it to the Levi, you could give it to an Ani, and you should give it to an Ani, or Dafka give it to the Kohen, because he, Bechlal, doesn't have a Nachla, so you should just give it to him to try to supplement his income. So that is a Machlokas there in Yevamis. But this is the Takana, the Gzeira of Ezra, taking Maaser Rishon away from the Levium and giving it to the Aniim / Kohanim. So therefore, if you see, that's what this Gemara is referring to, this Brisa. If you see somebody after the time of Knas Ezra eating Maaser Rishon, so then you could assume that he is a Kohen. Period. Stop there for a couple of minutes. Tosfos holds here, this is the Pashas, that the Machlok of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Azariah is on a Daraisa level. It's on a Daraisa level. Rabbi Akiva holds that on a Daraisa level, Maaser Rishon only goes to the Levi. Blazer ben Azariah holds on a Daraisa level, Maaser Rishon goes to both. What did the Knas do? According to Blazer ben Azariah, the Knas limited the Din Daraisa. Daraisa could go to a Kohen or a Levi, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Knas, Ezra took it away from the Levium and only gave it to the Kohanim. Only give it to half the people who are supposed to get it. According to Rabbi Akiva, you gotta work a little harder. According to Rabbi Akiva, on a Daraisa level, he's supposed to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi. And what did Ezra do? According to Rabbi Akiva, well, he doesn't hold to the Knas. If he holds to the Knas, and then what exactly did Ezra do? So let's say he took it away. The question is, how did he take it away? Well, he was okay at Din Daraisa. But that's what it sounds like. Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam quotes in the beginning of Hilchos Maaser. He says, "Achashemah Frishin Truma Gadola." Right, first the Rambam has in Sefer Zra'im. Right, it goes in mostly in order of what the Mishnayos are. But Zra'im starts off with Kilayim. So Kilayim is different. Kilayim, why the Rambam starts with Kilayim is a good kasha. Not for now, but Kilayim, and then Himatnis Aniyim. And then he goes in order. After Matnas Aniyim, which is all about Stucca and the other Peya, right, the Matnas Aniyim is because that's, now he gets to the order, right? What is the beginning of Zeraim? Peya Demai. And then Kilayim. Why the Rambam flipped Kilayim and Matnas Aniyim? Not for now. But then he asks, Trumos, Maisers, Maiser Sheni, Bikurim, and then Shmita V'Yovel at the end. Also, now why did he put Shvius earlier as Rav Yehuda Rasi did? Good question to think about. But the Rambam said, "Begid Hilchos Maaser, Achash Mafrish and Truma Gadola, Mafrish Echad Me'asara Min HaNishar." Take 1/10 of what's left. Right, Truma on a Daraisa level has no shear, but Maaser has a shear. V'zeu Anikra Maaser Rishon. You give it to the Levi. But the Rambam says, "Maaser Rishon Mutter Ba'Achila Li Yisrael, Umutter La'Achlo Betuma She'im Bo Kedusha Klal." Maaser Rishon does not have any Kedusha. Maaser Rishon Chulin. How do you know it's Chulin? So he quotes a Pasuk. But then, says the Rambam, you're supposed to give it to the Levi, like we know. The Rambam says that in the Koteret. Mitzvahs that say, Achas v'lahafresh Maaser Rishon b'chol shana v'shana mishnei hazria v'litno l'levium. And give it to the Levium. So the Rambam says in the continuation now, Ein motziena meiser miyad ha-kohanim shenemer ki tichlo meis b'nei Yisrael. V'chein kol matanas kehuna ein motziena son mikohen l'kohen. V'ezra kanas es ha-Levium bizmano shelo yitznu lahen meiser rishon ele yinatim l'kohanim. Ezra was kohen as the Levium, give it to the Kohanim. Lefi shelo alu imo l'Yerushalayim. But they didn't go up to Yerushalayim. So asks the Nosei Kelim, asks the Kesef Mishnah, asks the Radvaz, so how did he do this? How could you be Oker Adin? If you hold like a Blazer and Azariah, then fine, you can limit Adin. But how can he be Okeradin? It's supposed to go to Leviim, and you give it, you don't give it to the Leviim. How can he do this? Asks the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz. So the Radvaz says, two kashas. That's the Kesef Mishnah's kash. The Kesef Mishnah says that maybe that's why the Rambam adds in one line, one word. He says, Kanas as Leviim bizmano, in his time. Shalo yitnu lahen ma'aser rishon, says the Kesef Mishnah, al kein lomar, de ki kanes ezra shalo yitnu la'leviim ela lakoanim bilvad, lo kanes ela bizmano. Aval achar kach nishar adavar, shemisha rotsa liten la'leviim kedino yitain, umi yitain lakoanim yitain, ubachi nicha kra. That's the pasuk. Kein yirali, that's why the Rambam is in that word, because of this problem. How can he just totally uproot it forever? So the answer is, he only did it for his generation because it was a harasha for that moment of time. This also, this diuk, answers the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Even the Minchas Chinuch himself gives another kasha. The Minchas gives another answer. The Minchas Chinuch asks, how could we do this based on the famous Taz? The Taz in Ilchos Rosh Hashanah, and also in Tov Kuf Peches, and also in Yoredeya, in Kuf Yud Zayin. The Taz's famous comment where he says, the Rabbanan do not have the power to wipe out a mitzvah for eternity. If the Torah says something is mutter. The Torah says something is mutter, so it's mutter. You can't just wipe it out. The Rabbanan can tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Fine, because we'll blow shofar when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But the Rabbanan don't have the power, says the Taz, to say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period, because it's a musical instrument. And on Yontif, you can't blow musical instruments. Shemi Yisakein Klei Shir. They can't do that, says the Taz. They can't totally wipe out a din d'oraisa mefureshes. Fine. So, ask the Minchas Chinuch uses this task 10 times in his commentary to ask questions on various shitas. So here he says, "Ulechora kasha lefidas atas." This is in Minchas Chinuch Shin Tzadi Hei. Shekasav the davar amafurish b'Torah ein yochol amachamim la'akra mishum siyag. They can't uproot it. Ve'ev came kiva to the Rabbi Akiva. Ma'aser rishon la'leviim umafurish b'Torah heich. Haya yachol Ezra lakar ve'echaya yachol lakar mitzvah zase mikol v'kol shein tzorach litin l'levi do mitzvah zase v'dover mefurish b'torah ayde bitl mitzvah zun espat la'od mitzvah zase devidui meiser. There are other mitzvahs. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, what is going on here? So he says, ulani yastati nireh demizeh yatzo la'rambam. This is where the Rambam gets it from, that trumas and meishas bizman hazeh is derabanan. The whole world of Trumas and Maaseh is a Durabanan today. If that's the case, says the Rambam, that's how Ezra did it. And even Bizman Ezra, it was Durabanan, says the Rambam. It says the Minchas Chinuch Chim Shad of the Rambam. Hey Mamru, ve Hey Mamru. You know how Ezra did it? Because there was no Daraisa anymore. They created the Chiyuv, so they could get rid of the Chiyuv, but in a Chinami. In a world of Truma and Maaseh's Daraisa, the Rabbanan wouldn't be able to do this, says the Minchas Chinuch. Kiva da kol afresh of anesina who rocked the rabbanon. Hey mamru, ve hey mamru, ve gazu delo yitznu lohem. Avo bebayish shlishi sheyibane bimheira v'yameinu. Says the Minchas Chinuch, deyia hakol min haTorah, deyia bias kulam bevada yitznu laLeviim velo nekra mitzvah min haTorah v'shayich shapir lichtov knas haLeviim bizmano. That's what he says. So the Kesef Mishnah says you could just say bizmano; it wasn't forever anyway. But the Menachas Chinuch says bizmano is not emphasizing only for that generation. It just means bizmano in the time when Trumas and Maestras are derabanan. That's what it's allowed. Fine. The Radvaz asked the other kash, and that is, how did Ezra have the power to make it for later generations? Right? His generation, fine. But why the Kanas in the future? He says, Apia Dibur. Must have been a Pia Dibur, something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The Ritva here mentions Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Again, this is a fascinating topic in terms of the power of the Rabbanon affecting mitzvos. Is this just monetary? Is this something deeper? But either way, this came up in our sugya because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said in the Brisa that if you see somebody eating Ma'aser Rishon, you could assume he is a Kohen. An amazing line. So what is that talking about? So the Gemara's Maskana is, let's see, according to our Girsa, is according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah after the Knas. Is it according to Rabbi Akiva? Depends on the Girsa. Let's continue. Vidilma ikru v'yavulei, first wide line. 1 minute. Maybe somebody gave it to the Levi. Happened to give it to the Levi. Is this really a foolproof raya that he's dafka kohen? Maybe somebody went like Meikar Adin and by mistake or on purpose gave it to the Levi? Says the Gemara, Amar of Chizda. No. This must be the case. The following is the case that Reb Shimon ben Elazar is talking about, that you could give it, that you could assume he's a kohen. You're right. Normally, you might have to say, maybe he's a Levi. But this limited case is what he must have been talking about. Kigon. Demuchzachlan ba'avua dahaita kohenu. You know his father's a kohen. That's already a big, big step. You know his father's a kohen. And there's a kol that his father married a grusha or chalutzas, therefore he's a Yisrael, he's a cholal. And yet, you see that people are still giving him Maaser Rishon in the granary. So let's think about this. Levi, why would he be getting Maaser Rishon? Is he a Levi? Don't have Levi. He can't be a Levi. Why? His father's a goin. His father's a goin, so he's for sure not a Levi. So Michael Amemar, what's the other choice if he's not a regular, if he's not a Kohen? Right? What's the other choice? Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, who? Is Ben Grusha Chalutza? Can't be, they wouldn't be giving it to him then. Lo mi boy lamanda amar, and not only according to the Shita, of Maaser Rishon Asur Lazarim, which we don't paskin like, de lo havi yavi le, not only according to that opinion, where they for sure wouldn't be giving it to him, el afilo lamanda amar, Maaser Rishon Mutu Lazarim. Even according to the other opinion, Hani Mili Lemispak Lahu. That's only that they would give it, you know, if somebody needs it to live. Avo Batoras Chaluka, but at the granary where you're giving out portions to people who have all the credentials, Lo Yavile, they wouldn't be giving it. And therefore, in this case, in the case again, where your father is a Kohen, and the child has rumors about his mother, so in that case, if he gets Maaser Rishon at the granary, you could assume he's a Kohen. Fine. And what about the last line of the Braisa? V'acholek bebezdin eina chazaka. So, ibe bezdin lo avi chazaka, eich avi chazaka. What does that mean? If he's getting in front of bezdin and they're not saying anything, of course he's a Kohen. That's the greatest. Raya. Amar efsheshes hachi ka'amar. Hacholek truma benichse aviv im echa bebezdin. The case is in Bezdin. He and his brothers are splitting up the property of their father, and there's truma in there, and everybody's getting some truma. So Eina Chazaka, that does not prove that he is a Kohen. Why? Pshita, the Gemara said, that's obvious, he's not going to get the granary, they're just splitting up the property. Answer, Mahu Detema, no, you might have said, this is a Raya. Why? Midahanach La'achila, Hainami La'achila, if the other brothers who are Vade Kohanim are getting it to eat, so maybe you could assume that this brother is also getting it to eat. Kamash Malan, Hanach La'achila, Hailezvune. So the answer is no, these brothers are getting it to eat, and this brother's getting it to sell. Because prove to me that I'm not a Kohen, but not that we're going to let him eat it. Okay, Adkan, that line, the Raya of the Maaser Rishon, proving that he was a Kohen or not. By the way, I forgot to mention, where is the source of this Knas of Ezra? So Tosfos says here, Lo Ashkechan Behedya Bikra de Kansinhu. You don't find a Pasuk Beferish. Right, it's Ezra, so it's got to be in Ksuvim. Right, so you don't find a pasuk beferish, says Tosas. Rak matzino beEzra. You find a pasuk in Ezra, right? He says Ezra, because the Rishon, and many of them call Ezra Nehemiah, is looked at as one book. So it says in Ezra, which is Nehemiah, V'haya ha-Kohen ben Aaron im ha-Leviim be'eser ha-Leviim ve'ikal ha-Meimar, and he says, it's hinted to. So he says you don't find a beferish pasuk. Later on, Tosas quotes the Baalei HaTosas Rav Yosef, who says there's a pasuk in Malachi that might point to it. Havi was called Maaser Obeis HaOtzer. Debeis HaOtzer HaYalishka Shatikin Ezra Lasei Sham Trumas HaKohanim. So there are hints to it, but it's not exactly mefurish. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda Amar in Malan Kuna Al Pi Eid Echad V'chulu. So let's get back to the Mishnah that we had on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah had said, if you're a member, how many people do we need to say, to testify, to be mad that somebody is a Kohen? So we said, if two people come and each say that I am a Kohen, we don't believe them. If they testify about each other, they are believed. We're not Choshesh Legomlin, if you're a member according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Eid Echad is not enough. Rabbi Lazar says, Eid Echad is enough if there's no Orin. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Eid Echad is enough. So there's a lot of opinions there that seem to be overlapping. That's the Gemara right here. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, back to our Gemara, Haidu Rabbi Eliezer. It's the same Shita. Diki Mala al Pi Eid Echad. And if you want to say the nafkamina is whether there's an ear error, if somebody comes, one person comes and starts causing problems, the Rebbe Eliezer saw an ear error. Chadur Belezer says an ear error of one is significant. For Rebbe Shimon Gamliel saw an ear error. Trey ear error of only two is significant. But Hamar Rebbe Yochanan, Levi Yakol, ain't ear error. Rebbe Yochanan says everybody agrees that ear error is no less than two. So that can't be what the machlokas is about. So Allah, the Gemara again gives a new kimta. Hacha b'mayas kinan. This is what we're talking about, the case of machlokas in the Mishnah. De muchzak lon ba'avua dahai de kohenu. We know his father's a Kohen. We know that Muchsin Bavua, his father's a Kohen. V'nafak alei kala de ben Gerucha ben Chalutzu v'achtine. Right? So what other people say, that, if your father's a Kohen, you're a Kohen, don't worry about it. So all these cases are not so clear. You gotta know your father's a Kohen and your mother's not a Grusha. So, nafak alei kala de ben Gerucha ben Chalutzu v'achtine. So, his father is a Kohen. And then there was a call that his mother was a Grusha or a Chalutza, and therefore, Achtine. What does Achtine mean, and what exactly is this kol? Says the Ritva. This does not mean Mamish, a kol, Vadai, that his mother was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Because then the following part wouldn't make sense. Says the Ritva. There are those that say, Yesha Pirshu. He says, some say, this is from the Piskei Riyaz, to kol a muchzak bebezdinu. It's a kol muchzak bebezdin. Says the Ritva, I don't think that's the case. I think it's like what Rashi says, it's a kol ba'alma. It's a kol ba'alma. And because of the kol ba'alma, it's not a horada mamish. Lav horada mamish. To kol kol, to los chazik, bebeidina lav kolu. El lomar shoyi choshishin. It just means that we're worried. It's a chshash, and we won't give him the first aliyah on Yom Kippur. Right? We're worried. That's what happens here. Again, his father's a Kohen. This rumor starts, so va'achtini, we bring him down. Doesn't really mean down. It means rechoshesh. Then what happens? Va'asa eid echad va'amar yadana beit ha'kohenu. Then one aidin says, I know that he's a Kohen. So that aid ruins the kol and puts him back to the original chazaka, va'askine, and we put him back up. V'asu beitrei. And then two witnesses come. V'amri ben Gerusha ben Chalutzahu. We know that his father married a Gerusha Chalutza. Now it's two Adim testifying, two Adim supporting the call. So then, v'achtine, then we take him down again. And then, v'asa eid echad v'amar yadana beit ha'kohenu. Then one other aid comes. So again, there was a guy who was a Kohen. His father's a Kohen, he's a Kohen. All of a sudden, rumors start that he's not a Kohen. One aid comes, he is a Kohen. Fine. Two Adim come, he's not a Kohen. Then one aid comes that he is a Kohen. So, what's the halacha? Do we trust this one aid to now treat him again like a Kohen? Utakule alma mitztarfen la'edus. So the Gemara says, everybody agrees. That's the Havamina here. Everybody in the Mishnah would agree that these two witnesses can, Eid Echad and Eid Echad, can combine to be two. So you should count, it should be trey utrey. It should be two and two. And therefore we should return him to his original chazaka. Says the Gemara, v'ahacha, that's what Rashi here says, it's trey utrey. Right, in the possibility. If it would work, it would be trey utrey. Right, everybody agrees it's not just one and one, they could combine. So it should work. And then what would we do? We would put him back at his original chazaka. What's the original chazaka? The pashas is the chazaka that his father was a Kohen. So he's a Kohen. Before anything started, that was his chazaka. That's what Rov Rishonim say. Rashi here has a difficult line. We'll put him back to the chazaka that he was at when the first aid testified that he was a Kohen. What the first aid? The first aid was knocked out. The first aid is not strong. Unless what Rashi means is that it's the first aid that strengthened the chazaka that he has, that his father's a Kohen. Okay, either way, that's what we would do. But what's the machlokas here? Whether we would trust this one aid that comes to combine with the earlier one? Everybody agrees they can combine. Dukul yama misarfin leidus. V'hacha b'mechush lezelusa debedita kamiflagi. The machlokas here is, are we worried about the way that Bezdin is perceived? It's like a joke. What's a joke? Bezdin has him as a Kohen. He's not a Kohen. He is a Kohen. He's not a Kohen. It's like back and forth. That's the worry. Tanakama Savar. Kivan da Achtine. The Tanakama holds. Once we brought him down because of two witnesses, lo maskinale. We're not going to bring him up based on this one aid, even though he's going to combine with the previous aid. Chayshina lezilusa de beidina. We're worried. And therefore, maybe if he brings two witnesses, but one in? Verb Shibagam Leo Savar. What's the problem? We brought him down, we'll bring him up. We're not worried about Zilus de Medina in this case. Period. Ask the Gemara Maskav L'Ravashi, even if two, what I just alluded to, even if two people would come now, we should say he's not brought back up because of Zilus de Medina. It still looks like a joke, but nobody would say that. The Machlokas of the Mishnah is only by Eid Echad coming, not by two Eidim. So El Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, really, the machlokas must be about something else in the Mishnah. Amar Ravashi b'mitzarfen leidus kamiflaki. The machlokas is about this one aid who comes after two aidim, who came after one aid. The machlokas is whether these two aid echads could combine. That's the question. Mitzarfen leidus kamiflaki. Uplug the dani tanoi. It's a machlokas that we know from Maseches Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed. The Tana, the Tanya, the Gemara there has two machlokos. The second one's important for us, but the first one's quoted anyway because it's one big brisa. Edim can only combine if they're testifying about the same event. That's the Tanakam Shita. And Rabbi Shua ben Karcha has the amazing chiddush afilu bazeh achar zeh, even one after another. Meaning, let's say two edim come to court. One of them says, "I saw Reuben borrow money from Shimon on Sunday, 100." And the other eight says, "Yeah, I also saw Reuben borrow money from Shimon on Tuesday." So they're both saying that Reuben owes money to Shimon, but they're testifying about two different events. Could they combine by dinim amanis? That's a machlok. As the Tanakhama says, no. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, yes. And the Gemara's Lashon in Sanhedrin is because, do you look at the act, the event, or do you look at the chiyuv? That's the machlokas. Says the Gemara, b'mayka miflagi, b'yisei mekroi, b'yisei mesvara. Sanhedrin daflam. But b'yisei mesvara, amana tekamasid hai, lo kamasid hai. V'yamana tekamasid hai, lo kamasid hai. The Tanakhama says, they're testifying about different events. Nothing to talk about. V'idach, and what does Rabbi Shua ben Karcha hold? Amana ba'alma travayu kamisadi. They're both testifying about the money that's owed, and that's all you need. So that is the fascinating machlokes for Sanhedrin. But that's nothing to do with us. The second machlokes, though, is the ein edusan miskayemes bebezdin acheidu shneim keachad, and the edus is only mekuyim in bezdin, and if they testify together, they come the same day. They come as a group. Rabbi Nassin Omer, no. Shomid Varv Shalzeh Hayom. Ukshiyava Chaver Lamacher Shomid Varv. One can testify today, one can testify tomorrow, and we'll be mitzvarif them. So the machlokas in our Mishnah about the Eid Echad coming is about this machlokas, whether the one Eid coming now can combine with the previous Eid that came a couple of days ago. Okay, let's continue with the next Mishnah. Let's start this, and the Mishnah will have to continue with the Gemara on it the next time. A woman that was captured. This is not a regular case of shivuya, right? The same different verb is used, right? Because by shivuya, there are some automatic assumptions that we have. But this is nechmasha. She was taken. So what do we have to assume? Al yedei mamon, if she was taken because she owes them money, muteris labayla, she is mutter to her husband. Because, Rashi explains, they want their money, and they're worried. They would be nervous if they fool around with this woman, so then they would not get their money. But if they took her because she's chayeves misa, so then they're not worried about anything. And therefore, she is asura to her husband. Oh, major machlokas we shown him here. Rashi and Tosfos here both agree. What does labayla here mean? They both pashas are medayik from the fact that the Mishnah does not say lekahuna. It says labayla. Rashi and Tosfos both say we're even talking about an Eishes Yisrael here. When it comes to al yidei mamun muteris labayla, that's even, well, say it this way. Tosfos says it's talking about both. Muteris labayla in the Reisha is even to an Eishes Kohen is mutter to her husband. Because we can assume that nothing happened because they want their money. Nefashos is asura labayla, even Eishes Yisrael. Why? Rashi says, asura labayla, Hoel v'noagin ba'hefker, choshishin shema nisratzisa be'echad mehem. Because there being no min hefker, maybe she did it willingly to save herself. Maybe she did it willingly at one point, and therefore we have to be worried she'll be asura even to her husband. That's the bottom Tosfos. Also, v'yidei nefashos asura labayla, haidu afilu labayla Yisrael, dechashin Hashem nisratzis kedei limso chein shelo yahargena. That is Rashi and Tosfos and others. And the Ramban takes strong issue with Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramban says, first of all, from the language, it says labayla. Yes, I agree with that, but think about it. Are we worried, are choshesh for Benos Yisrael? The Ramban's line, Ein choshesh b'shem nisratzes b'isha shenishpes v'shenechmesha v'nitvas alafaneinu v'kol Yisrael kedoshim heim. Number one. Number two, he quotes 10 different Gemaras that were always choshesh that a woman was nanas. And all those Gemaras, the Gemara we had back on Daf Gimel. V'lidrash lehu da'onesh Yisrael mishra shari. What do you mean? Why aren't we worried that if the hegemon's going to take them, they're going to be nisratze and do it willingly? Esther is living with Achashverosh. Why aren't we worried? Shema nisratzes. Before the line that she did it willingly. There are 10 different Gemaras, says the Ramban. Aye, you're worried that she might have been tried to do something to save her life? Here's the Ramban's key line, and the Rashba also quotes it. Says the Ramban, Kol ritsui machmas pachad, mutter li Yisrael. Wow. Any ritsui machmas pachad, that's mutter. That's called ones. That's not called Ratzon. So says the Ramban, our Gemara is talking about an Ashes Kohen. Asur Labayla because she was Ne'enas, and therefore she'll be Asur to her husband. Says the Avnei Miluim, this Ramban, I think, the Avnei Miluim, in Siman Zion, I think this Ramban is against the Maharik. Why? What's the svar for the Ramban? She might have tried to do it willingly to save her life. Is she doing anything against Hashem? No. She's allowed to try to save her life. She's still Esther Karka Olam, but she's doing it to save her life. But she's still acting against her husband. She's doing it willingly. So says the Ramban, maybe this is against our Maharik that we mentioned many times. Maharik holds Omer Mutter is Asur Labayla. If a woman says, I didn't know that Judaism doesn't believe in open marriages. I thought this is Mutter. Says the Maharik, she's still Asur Labayla. It's quoted in the Ramah, the end of Evan Ezer. Why? Because she still was Morayed. She still rebelled against her husband. Says the Avnei Miluim. So it sounds like this Ramban is against that. It sounds like this Ramban is against that because any Mered, the language is called Ritzui, Machmas Pachan, Mutter Li Yisrael. Says Rav El Yashiv, quoted here in the Chashukei Chemed, I don't think this Ramban is against the Maharik. Why? The Maharik is talking about a case where there's no Ones. She's Omer Mutter. So that's where it's Asur Labayla. Here there's an Ones situation. So maybe even the Maharik would agree in the Ramban's case. So I don't think it's the exact same case. What was the Chashukei Chemed here when he quoted that discussion of Rav El Yashiv? Is talking about a tragic case, but unbelievable. In this Daf Yomi cycle, this Daf today is Parsha Zachar. And Parsha Zachar connection. We haven't had a Parsha Zachar connection in a long time. Right now, what does he say? The case is Rachman al-Islan, a woman who was captured by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and they did whatever they did with her, and she made it out alive. An unbelievable nation. She found her husband after the war, and they lost all of their children, but they wanted to get start again. And the question was, though, is she Muteres Labayla? She Muteres Labayla. She was captured by the Nazis, and they did. They acted with her. So Rav Zilberstein goes through our Gemara. Mishnah, Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, Halacha Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa. He wasn't a Kohen. Can they go back together? So he quotes this Ramban, and he quotes the Rav El Yashiv about the Maharik. So what do you say in this case? So he says, Benidonenu, we're Misupak, if it was Ratzon or not. L'chor is totally on this Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos versus the Ramban, and therefore you might say maybe they have to be Machmir. But he quotes, this was a Shiloh of the Chuvas B'Ma'amakim, Rav Ashri, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Zayin, who says, in our case, one can be Mekel anyway. Because what's the whole Chash? Even according to Rashi and Tosfos, the whole Chash is that, oh, maybe she was Ratzon in order to save her life. But we know, Rachman al-Islan says, Chuvas B'Ma'amakim, that the Nazis raped these women and then killed them. So the Ratzon wouldn't have helped. So therefore, there's no chash that there was a rut zone here, and therefore she is muteris labayla paskin the tshuva b'ma'amakim. But then the second half of that tshuva talks about she had a number tattooed on her arm. Is there any reason to try, or is there a chachila to try to remove it? Right, because you're a Jew to have a tattoo on. So the tshuva b'ma'amakim says no, leave it on dafka. Why? Zachar eis asher asalacha amalek. Remember what Amalek did. Yesh lishmer aksoves uvelerosa kesemel shel kavod ugvura laharo shel kedusha shmo yisbarach horagnu kol hayom v'doresh damim osam zachar lo shachach zakat anavim. Remember, shebem seutza ratzu anot rotzchem lenaitzu l'shaket esbenos Yisrael, and this is what happened. And he quotes from Eliezer Silver. He also said that you dafka shouldn't. You should leave it. So you remember, the world remembers in that regard. Unbelievable discussion on this Mishnah. Good. Let's just start a little bit of Gemara. Amar Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Amarav Lo Shanu. When do we say that if it's only a financial capture, she's Muteres Labayla? Ela Sheyad Yisrael Takifa Lo Dekachavim. If the Jews are in charge, so then the Goyim would be nervous because they wouldn't get their money. Avalai Deo Dekachavim Takifa Al Atzman. But if the non-Jews are in charge, Avidei Mamon Asur Labayla. Then they don't care. Even Avidei Mamon, you have to be worried that something occurred and therefore she is Asura Labayla. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we'll continue next time with Masiv in the coming up Gemaras relating to this Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here.